This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The biggest news probably this week was that the Kansas City Chiefs have agreed in principle. I think there's still paper in the deal, but they've agreed in principle to a $4 billion deal with the state of Kansas to relocate the team to Kansas. The deal is final, and they're moving the team by 2031. They will have a new stadium. No doubt a domed stadium. Looks like it's going to be out near the Legends. I think that's part of the stuff that has to be detailed. But Chiefs are coming to Kansas. And it all thanks to the work of the legislature. Credit taken by Laura Kelly, who did nothing but sign the paperwork. Big shock. With us now, because she's one of the only, if not, I've not seen any of the other GOP candidates for governor who have come out not, shall we say, not thrilled with the deal, is one of the candidates for GOP governor, is Joy Akins, who has come out publicly and said that Kansas taxpayers shouldn't be paying the billion-dollar foot, basically, price tag for the deal, 70% of which will be covered by a star bond deal. And that Joy Akins is with us now. Joy, Merry Christmas. Hope you had a Merry Christmas, and thank you for joining us this evening.
Hi, John. So good to be on your show again, and Merry Christmas to you. We did have a great time. We had our son home from the Air Force, so that was really special.
Yeah, well, and by the way, thank you as a family of a service member, and obviously, you know, he's the one who's doing the service, but folks know that family is in the service as well when you have a family member in the service, so thank you for your sacrifice. You know, the governor, in her statement, and again, I love the fact the governor's going around taking credit for something she didn't have anything to do with, but in her statement, she made a big point of saying that no taxpayer dollars are going to this deal, but that's not at all accurate, is it?
It's not accurate at all. It's, in fact, you just said 70%, so that's the newest number I've heard. 70% is actually taxpayer dollars, and this is just more governance. Government speak. Look, I came out early about this, that I think it's wrong, because fundamentally I'm opposed to taking public dollars and putting them into private pockets. I own a business myself. My husband owns a business. We've been in business for a long time, and it's our job to ensure that our profit and loss statement and our chart of accounts work. It's not my job to ask for money from a family that's struggling to put that money into my pocket. As a business owner, that's my job. And that's the job of every business owner. So fundamentally, when I see things like this, my first reaction is it's not right. But then just when you get into the details of the star bond, and maybe a lot of your listeners down here in South Central Kansas think, what's the big deal? It's up there. No, it's going to affect all of us.
Oh, yeah.
It affects all of us. Yeah, for the next generation. It's not just for the little bit of time here, but for 30 years, we have tied up something. So just to step back about how star bonds work, that they're going to declare a line. This is where our economy is. In the star bond district, which we'll talk about, any growth over the next 30 years in sales tax revenue over that number goes to the bonds. So if you think about what sales tax is used for the state, it's infrastructure. It's roads. Some people want to use it for education. Well, the growth of 10% of the state is off limits for the next 30 years. I'll be dead by the time it's paid off.
Well, let's hope not.
That is the best. Yes. Well, you know, I mean, I probably won't be around, but if I am, I would love to go to the, you know, they usually have like a mortgage burning. I would love to go to the bond burning moment. But seriously, we put our families and our kids' future at risk. And the fact that we just did it, and look, I love the Chiefs. I love to watch the Chiefs. We are big fans in our house of the Chiefs. I know you're a Broncos fan. So I'm not trying not to hold that against you. So it's not about whether the Chiefs should come to Kansas. Of course we love having them in Kansas. But why are we giving away the farm to get them here? Why are we acting like we have nothing to give and letting them come here and then holding our future generation in such jeopardy?
The two bits of context that I've found most interesting in this whole debate, actually one of which involves, you brought them up, the Broncos. You know, the Broncos ownership group is also getting a new stadium. The difference is they're building their own. There's no taxpayer dollars going into the new Broncos stadium. The ownership group here is building their own. And I think it is interesting to note the Hunt family is like the 12th wealthiest family in America. And they're worth something like $25 billion. They could afford to build their own stadium, much like the ownership group of the Broncos. I do think it's interesting that the Chiefs never once threatened to move out of state, did they? So I wonder why we had to do this. It's not like we had to do this to keep them here. They weren't leaving, were they?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, I wasn't part of those talks, but I'd never heard them say they were leaving.
No, neither did I.
Yeah, you know, I think, well, when you listen to what Mr. Hunt said, and he's a great businessman, and he's apparently put together he's a great negotiator, because he's gotten a great deal from the people of Kansas, and by the way, from our legislators on both sides of the aisle, have given this over to him. But, you know, all of that said, again, it's not our job as business owners to take money from the hands of families, from their pocketbooks, and put them into the hands of business owners. It's just wrong in so many different ways.
Well, there's two bits of context that I would put out here. One, the Tax Foundation recently put out a study that showed that between 1970 and 2020, state and local governments devoted $33 billion in public funds to construct major league stadiums in the United States, and it covers about 75% or so of venue construction costs. Over the past 50 years, according to them, state and local governments are subsidizing development within these areas with no tangible benefits for the rest of the city or state. So basically what they found is that the only economic benefits that occurs near the stadium, and basically, it'll help the area surrounding the actual stadium, but the rest of the state generally doesn't benefit at all for these deals. And, you know, I think the easier way for folks in our area to look at this is to look at Wichita Riverfront Stadium. The city of Wichita issued approximately $42 million in star bonds back in 2018, with funding reaching around $83 million. We've now invested over $100 million, and we still don't have the hotel. We still don't have the other buildings. The total project investments are way over what they were expecting, and we've still yet to see the return on the investment. And I think that's my fear on this deal is I hope it turns out to be good. I hope it gets paid back. But I just wonder if the juice is going to be worth the squeeze.
Well, I think part of the issue here is what you just said about the area around the stadium. So the Starbonds were originally designed to be an immediate area around the stadium to revitalize them. We've got all of Wyandotte County and half of Johnson County in this Starbond district, which encompasses 10% of the current population of Kansas. Yeah. And look, people are mad about this. I cannot tell you how many calls, tweets, text messages, private messages I've gotten from voters around the state because I've been out there talking to them, and they're worried about their taxes. And so when I hear politicians, I mean, I heard Laura Kelly go around. I've heard some of our Republicans like Ty Masterson and Jeff Collier start talking about the fact that this is just new money and it doesn't impact anybody. That's crazy. Of course, that is career politician talk. Of course, it impacts all of us because these people are going around promising that if you elect them governor, that they will reduce taxes and spending. And then they take 10% of our population and cap off anything we could do there. So that makes it more difficult for future legislators and future governors to buy down that tax and spend. And this is what career politicians do. And I thought it was interesting that in Mr. Hunt's remarks, one of the things that he said was that when it came to Kansas, he only had to deal with one group of people. What does that mean? A uniparty about this issue. One thing, one group of people. He didn't have to talk to Republicans differently than Democrats because they all lined up and set this deal in motion. And so they're making promises all over the state in their campaigns, and then they're turning around and breaking them before they even get elected to the office. That's how crazy this is.
We're talking with Joy Akins, who's one of the Republican candidates for governor. What you do have to admit, though, the potential for this on the upside, I mean, the revenue potentials, if you've got a Super Bowl, if you've got the possible, you know, income tax revenue, the potential for all of the ancillary revenue that could come with all the development that's coming, with the potential of jobs that could come. I mean, there does seem to be a lot of wage growth, a lot of economic growth that could come with this. I mean, there's certainly a lot. If you get concerts, you get all the other things that could come with, especially with a domed stadium, you're going to get a Super Bowl if you build it.
So all of the state sales tax for that stuff over the next 30 years will go to pay off the bond. It won't go to help Kansans. And we've seen it. And by the way, it's not the only star bond in Wyandotte County. I was reading this week and there's another one for some kind of a deal for a Barbie and Mattel toy event that's over $200 million. So what we're doing is we're saying we can't touch that sales tax money for the long term. And in other deals like this, maybe they're not star bond issues, but other kinds of deals like this, we've seen that when they can't get to sales tax money, then they go to other places to increase it. Our taxes are more like California's than they are the states around us. And we are handicapping ourselves in the future by putting deals like this together, and there's no end in sight. And they're going to try and tell us that we don't, not to believe our lying eyes, you know, don't believe it. Don't believe it. It's not true. It is true. The data says that we have never, that the promises made by all of the different stadium deals around the country have never really paid off like they said they would. So we basically put ourselves in a position where we're going to have to, for the long term, sell our next generation out and keep our taxes high, which, by the way, is having all kinds of bad outcomes, including the fact that we're continuing to lose people in this state.
What do you say to folks that say, well, the land is where they're going to build this? It's empty fields right now. It's not being used currently. So by putting all you're losing out on is the sales tax. There's income tax. There's going to be construction jobs. There's going to be income that will come to it. All you're really giving up is sales tax that currently land is not generating any sales tax anyway.
Yeah, I would love to see those figures if they'd be willing to make them public. But I know that, one of your friends, Pete Mundo, was on the radio last week talking about this and showed that it would take something like 30 years for income tax increases to pay anything off. So it's really not, it's not a good deal for Kansas. This is why, because the people that made this deal don't really believe in our state. They don't think we have anything of value. And so what they do is they give away everything they can and beg people to come here. They did it with the same people did it with Panasonic. They're doing it with the Chiefs, and they'll do it for anyone that shows they might be willing to come here. They're doing it with data centers. Anybody that might maybe be interested, let's throw the farm. Forget all the people that live here. You know, you talked about the Wichita deal down here in Wichita with the
sales tax
stadium.
Oh yeah.
Where they sold the property on the river for $1 an acre.
Right.
You know, I'm a business owner. I had a piece of land on my property, next to my property for parking that I wanted to buy. And it took an act of God to get it bought because government doesn't care about the people that are already here. So that's why I'm running for governor, is to change that entrepreneurs and business people know that government wants to work with them. We want to work with the Chiefs. We want to give them a great opportunity here to be part of Kansas, but we're not going to sell the farm to do it because we know that we have value and our people have value, and we're not going to sell our children's future to get those kinds of deals either.
Well, this will be interesting. I know we've got the Senate President Ty Masterson coming on here in about 10 minutes. I will. He's probably listening, and I'm sure I'll ask him some of these questions and get his perspective on it. And you guys obviously have a debate coming up in a month or so here in Wichita as part of the state convention. I would imagine this might be a topic that'll come up, but if folks are interested, if they want more information on you, on the campaign, they can visit you online at KansasComeback.com, correct?
That's right, KansasComeback.com. Hey, Happy New Year, John.
Yes, Joy, I wish you all the best and good luck. And I'm sure we'll talk again before then, but if not, we'll see you here on the 31st at the Marriott for the convention.
That's great.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.